new state laws requiring proficiency-based diplomas will not take effect until the class of 2021, but they're already affecting the approach to education in many towns across the state. Some districts worry the new high standards could leave some students unable to earn a diploma. Robbie Feinberg reports on how two districts are handling the problem by reimagining what a diploma means.
You used to get a high school diploma if you simply passed all of your high school courses. But beginning with the class of 2021, Maine students will now also need to show proficiency in four areas: English, math, science, and social studies. Those standards get progressively higher in the following years, so by 2025, students will need to show proficiency in four more subjects, too. Added up, that's a high bar.
What about the kids who have been coming up, who have been kind of moved along and passed along because of behavioral issues, who don't have the academic stamina to sustain, who might have language exceptionalities? What about those students who just learn differently?
Matt Druitt-Card is the curriculum coordinator for AOS 94 in Dexter. After these new laws were passed, Druitt-Card started to worry about these students, the ones who previously were shuffled along from grade to grade. Many districts in the state, including Dexter, have developed support systems to monitor students and keep them on track. But Druitt-Card still wasn't sure that was enough.
You know, a lot of students, by no fault of their own, because of the system that they inherited, that they walked into, they've been moved along or passed along or advanced when they weren't necessarily ready.
After countless late nights of brainstorming, Druitt-Card has now devised a system that he thinks might help these kids. The proposal is still in the early stages, only shared amongst administrators and some local school board members. But the plan takes apart and reimagines what a diploma is.
Here we go. So, for example,
Druitt-Card takes out his laptop and pulls up a chart with four lines of badges running across the screen. He explains that each of the lines represents the requirements for a different kind of diploma in AOS 94. On the bottom sits Level 1, which is the basic skills and career-ready certification. Above that one is one that's called Community College and Career Ready. The third is for a four-year college, and the top one is the mastery diploma for the student who goes above and beyond.
If you think in terms of a video game, a video game on level one will require you to do a certain number of tasks. And once you complete those tasks and that final boss, you advance to level two.
He says it's the same here. Get past level one English standards, move on to level two. You do it for every subject, and you simply try to go as high as you can.
So it's kind of allowing our students to customize their paths a little bit more as well.
For some students, that means getting that 12th grade diploma. But Druitt-Card says this hopefully helps the other students who might not get that far.
We can specifically pinpoint, not just give you a transcript that says U.S. history B minus. Well, who cares about you? I mean, U.S. history is great, but I want to know what the student can do.
The issue, though, is the level of proficiency required for each diploma. Druitt-Card says the third diploma, that four-year college one, is the only one at the level of complexity for 12th grade standards. The standards for the first two levels of diploma are less complex, some only at an 8th or 9th grade level.
The evidence has to be evidence of high school proficiency. It can't be evidence of proficiency lower than high school.
Diana Duiron is the standards-based education specialist with the Maine Department of Education. She couldn't comment directly on the Dexter proposal, but says the department is in the process of creating its own rules on diplomas. She says the state's been clear about its position, that for a student to receive a diploma, they must meet high school standards, nothing lower.
So we've seen some samples over the years where components of the district's proposals have evidence at the 8th grade level. And that isn't sufficient evidence for a high school proficiency-based diploma.
Other districts are eyeing new strategies as well. In Bangor, administrators have developed a new system that includes a certificate of completion for students who pass every class but not every standard. Superintendent Betsy Webb sees it as a way to keep kids learning after high school, even if they can't reach every standard.
That was my concern that I expressed, that I really want to make sure that we take students as high as we possibly can. but that we never close down opportunities.
On the business side, Portland Chamber of Commerce CEO Chris Hall says a diploma will always be important for a job, but he doesn't view it as a be-all, end-all.
You know, if a kid has gone through high school and, you know, they just didn't take one subject matter out of the eight, they're not going to look away from that individual. They're not going to say, well, I can't evaluate you as an employee. They're not going to do that.
Ultimately, Dwyeron with the Department of Education says she expects the process will be sorted out as the department continues to clarify its rules over the coming months and years. She says it will be messy, but as educators talk to each other and compare plans, she hopes new effective systems for marking the completion of high school in Maine will emerge. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.